This is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, stating removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Under an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothes during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but also must wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated that they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled late in December. The Elkton Village Court Treasurer, Phyllis Baranski, provided the council with an update regarding finances. One of the budgets that is done and that was approved by the council was the 2025-2026 Downtown Development Authority budget. Village President Dan Armbruster reported the various committees have reviewed the proposed village budget for the next year, and that there will be a finance committee meeting to review the budget one last time at 5 p.m. December 22nd on Monday. There will also be a budget hearing at 6:15 p.m. On Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, for the village's next fiscal year budget. The council is expected to adopt the proposed budget following the hearing. In other money matters, approval was given to increase the fee to rent the pavilion. Starting on January 1st, 2026, the cost to rent the pavilion will be $50 for village residents, and the rent for non-residents was set at $75. Another financial transaction that was completed was approving the yearly leasing of the 70 Mullen Street property to the Elkton Lions Park and Recreation for $1. At the end of the meeting, paying the monthly bills totaling $88,364 was done. And a 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned on December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m., to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, including 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer, domestic violence, and Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. And we will be right back with your national and international news after this advertisement.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well-positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Department of Defense reviewed force protection measures across the United States deployments in the Middle East after the deadly ambush in Syria, focusing on intelligence sharing with partner forces and the use of convoy security protocols in areas where insurgent groups do remain active. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces stepped up their offensive in Sudan's Kordofan region with drone attacks that killed at least 3 people and injured others, following their earlier takeover of Darfur and raising fears of further civilian displacement and humanitarian strain. This news update was brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. And we are going over to Steve Adamson now with our weather, and we will be right back.